This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I hate that I have to do this, but I think I'm going to have to make T-Hack happy.
Oh.
Oh. You could like it.
Oh. Right? I went through a time in my life where I was an avid cyclist. I biked all the time.
Oh. You did?
I'll get back to it. Oh, God.
Did you wear the spandex?
I never went there because I find that, I do find that stupid. Like if T-Hack would go to the Y sometimes and do a pickup basketball game or whatever, which is totally fine because he's just wearing cutoff sweats and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if he rolls in full NBA gear, you look stupid, bro.
Yeah, there are videos that go viral every once in a while of like a guy in a full Michael Jordan jersey, shorts, shoes.
Okay, but like, spandex on a bike is different.
No,
because you don't want to chafe.
No, then what you can wear the stuff underneath. I have the biker shorts with a big padded butt on it, and they're spandex and stuff. But like, if you're out there,
sweat short over them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not, because a lot of times, like swimmers will shave their legs to shave off like a quarter of a second, right?
Right, but you're not an athlete at that level.
Correct. I've seen bikers on the road in the spandex with the shaved legs, and they're like, and the curved helmet, like they're in the wind chamber, and you're like,
the helmet's longer than they are.
Yes,
somehow.
It all goes down their back, and you're like, what?
I do think my stepdad is a spandex biker, but I don't think he's like shaven for it.
You sure?
I'm not, and I don't want to know.
Why don't you check?
I'm okay.
Next time
you
see him, I just have him pull his little pant leg up.
I see your little legs.
This is not about cyclists per se, but okay. I have a question. Am I a curmudgeonly old man, or have the e-bike people gone too far?
Oh.
Are they wearing spandex?
No. You got to follow me on this because I feel very curmudgeonly, but I'm like, I'm sick of it. Have you seen the e-bikes? Have they taken over your neighborhood?
Not really. That's why
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's what? Like you can't walk your dog in my neighborhood because they're like.
What?
Really?
You can get up to 30. They're fun.
I would die.
You are making my point. They get up to what?
30.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen a six-year-old boy helmetless buzz by me. Explain to me how that's different than a motorcycle that needs license and insurance.
It's not.
Yeah. Are the e-bikes the ones, do you just lay them down like the scooters or is there like a hub where you have
to buy them.
Yeah, you just buy them. Okay.
Like the e-bikes
are like the rent ones too. I've never been on those.
So not the rented ones specifically.
They are also e. They have pedals so you can assist. But then they'll get moving.
Okay.
I would bet the e-bikes from Lime and whatever probably have a governor on them to keep them under 15.
Yes. Mm.
But
although those scooters go fast,
they do
a little too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're outside of a car, 10 feels like 100.
Yes.
Because I think you've been on a scooter going 40, but you've probably gone like 12.
The first and only time I've been on a scooter was here in Denver many years ago.
And
I was very drunk. I should not have been riding that thing. Luckily, no crash.
Okay.
But Dane's had quite the accident on a scooter as well.
So this is exactly what I'm talking
yes.
about. And like, I was just in a strange neighborhood driving around and I saw a kid. I was just.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Trolling for drugs.
Okay. Listen,
it's in a neighborhood near here.
Okay.
And I saw a kid on an e-bike and he biffed it.
Oh,
no.
And.
Was he wearing a helmet?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you watch a kid die?
I shouldn't say this out loud because the mom is probably listening. Without a doubt, I saw a Joe Theismann-like break to his arm. He definitely shattered his arm.
Oh, no.
Joe what?
Joe Theismann. Oh, you don't know? Like
I don't know it either.
Or Ed McCaffrey. Joe Theismann was a quarterback for the Redskins a long time, but he was the most famous.
I don't want to see it.
On film, like his leg snapped in half, and the announcers were like, he's left the field. Let's see if we can see what happened. And they just kept showing it. And you're like, guys, stop. Like,
they don't
people
do
are
that
throwing
anymore.
No, now they don't.
Now they go, we cannot
show that
replay.
I don't know what to look for. There's too many people on the field.
Dude, it's just the quarterback.
The fact you're watching this is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, his arm definitely shattered.
Oh, no.
You guys, is it legal to ride a motorcycle without a license?
No.
Then why is it legal to ride? Why should an 8-year-old boy be able, like... And they don't have helmets. There are some, I will say this, some in my neighborhood have the full motocross helmet because they're getting into the cosplay of it all or whatever.
Yeah.
I respect that part of them. Like, good on you. But you still, they should not be allowed to ride it. And they're on a sidewalk.
I agree. That's what's even weirder. So how come they're on the sidewalk? But that's the number one thing. Cyclists, when I go against them, they're like, we can't ride on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
We have no choice.
And exactly.
Well, you put a motor in it. Now all of a sudden.
Now they're on the sidewalk running over my dog.
I am sure. Any cyclists right now are so angry that you just compared them to the e-bikers.
I know, because they're really using their legs and they're following traffic laws. They're on the street. They're following.
They're wearing helmets.
Okay. Are they?
I take it back that I was going to try to make you happy today. I'm against e-bikes, but I will never be against cyclists.
Come on. They're doing
it right.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Keep your workout out of my... I'm trying to just get home. I don't want to run you
That's
over
right.
on the way.
This is your problem
this is
with cyclists.
Thing.
Keep your workout out of my way. What about runners?
Yeah.
Walkers?
Not in the street.
Okay. Have I told you about the, I know through family, I think 12-year-old who like went to court because they hit someone while on an e-bike? Mm-hmm. Yes. It has become a real problem.
Then who pays that? If you don't have insurance, who pays that? The parents?
Probably.
Then you're an idiot for buying your kid an e-bike.
Yeah.
These things need to be, look, I'm not a curmudgeon. Mm-hmm. They need to be illegal or licensed or insured or both.
This feels like an episode of Parks and Rec. This feels like something that Leslie Knope would absolutely be angry about.
I'm not crazy, you guys.
No, you're not.
There's going to be a billion more e-bikes because everybody gets them as gifts and stuff. There's going to be more and more and more. And like this kid, I was starting to pull over to help him and he was clearly in front of his house because a woman came running out. And I was like, dude, his arm was shattered. And like, that's a copay. And what do you say?
What happened? He fell off his e-bike.
Right. Which should be illegal.
I feel like they're only going to get faster and faster too.
I know.
Kids are going to figure out how to hack them and like make them go.
So when I was like pulled over thinking about this, I looked it up and there are mods and you can get them to like 45.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
Okay. So when did you order any? Or?
I've got four of them on order.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.